My name is Carla van der Spy, and I'm the author of the book Mens of Monster, Die Siege van 'n Misdadiger, which is also translated into English, and the title is Man or Monster, The Psyche of a Criminal. Anyone can commit murder, and every one of us has a dark side. There were two incidents which led me to the title Man or Monster, The Psyche of a Criminal. The one was an interview which I had with 11 violent criminals who were almost all convicted murderers in one of our prisons. This interview took place after I read a small story in a local newspaper about an anti-crime organization which was started in the maximum section of a certain prison. The prisoners from maximum were going to fight crime from the limitations of prison, and I immediately thought I would like to find out what is really going on in their minds. So following a bit of a paper war with correctional services, an interview was organized. I was surprised at experiencing how friendly and charming some of the offenders were, and in many cases it was difficult to associate the person with the crime. The other incident which led to the title of the book was an interview which I had with the late and well-known criminologist Dr. Irma Labiskagni, who during an interview for Vrouwekeer magazine told me that you cannot work with offenders if you do not see a human being behind the criminal. She said the dear Lord also created them. She even had offenders on parole living under her roof, and of course they gave her many tips on how to escape being a victim of crime. She wondered what her neighbours with their high electrical fences and alarms would think if they knew about the gang members who had tea in her lounge daily. She was quite eccentric and had a lot of compassion, especially for children who ended up in prison. But she also said that your objectivity as a criminologist will be tested in court. These two incidents fascinated me so much that I decided to look for the man behind the monster and the monster behind the man. I spoke to many criminologists, including UNISA's very knowledgeable Professor Annie Hisselink, who amongst others researched child prostitution, as well as Professor Christian Besedenoot from the University of Pretoria, various psychologists, Captain Elmery Meiberg from the police, who is a serial killer expert and who interviewed 40 serial killers, as well as victims, people who work with criminals, some of their family members, and then of course the offenders themselves. One of the offenders I interviewed was Oom Oor from Prieska, who died subsequently and who told me that he cannot remember how many people he had murdered. What struck me about him is that he stole books when he was a young boy. I also spoke to S, a former prostitute who stabbed a client with a knife 42 times, who is out on parole after 20 years and who became engaged. She is being electronically monitored. I interviewed the 18-year-old bride of the Skirla killer, Johan Nel, and his parents for my chapter on prison brides, why women marry men behind bars, and why they even become serial killer groupies. Magdalene Ferreira told her story to me in the chapter My Father Sold Me. Magdalene had all the excuses in the book to become a criminal because of her background, but she made the choice not to become either a criminal or a victim. I looked at the polygraph system, which is still seen as controversial, and even at practices which some people regard as pseudoscience, but nevertheless decided to investigate all possibilities as objectively as possible. The topics covered are facial analysis, serology, and even numerology and crime. The nature versus nurture debate will always carry on, but my view after speaking to experts is that violent crime is caused by a combination of these factors as well as choices, and then to what is referred to as the underlying factor which could not be isolated. Finally, I would like to share a few quotes from a few very wise people who have contributed to the book. Professor Christian Besedenoot said, "Human behavior and criminal behavior is unpredictable. Anyone can commit a crime, and anyone can commit murder under certain circumstances. You, me, anyone. And this is a scary thought." Magdalene Ferreira said, "When I see someone behind bars, I realize that something must have gone horribly wrong. I do not see them as monsters. Many have loving hearts, but something in their past pulled triggers to commit these violent crimes. Many have been raped themselves. I visited thousands of them. I could see the pain in their eyes." Captain Elmery Meiberg said, "Serial killers appear to be such pleasant people, but that is what makes them dangerous." Ted Bundy himself said, "We serial killers are your sons, we are your husbands, we are everywhere." Professor Rudolf Zinn said, somebody seen as a monster is not always acting like a monster. For his family and friends, he is not a monster. Dr. Abel Pinar said, every person has a dark side, but this dark side is only negative if we suppress or deny it. We should admit to our dark side and learn how to manage it. I hope the book will bring insight into the causes of crime and how to possibly prevent crime, which brings so much trauma to our societies, not only to the victims, but also to the relatives of the offenders. We can only be grateful if we do not have loved ones in prison, because I have seen this happening to ordinary people. As a counsellor who worked in a prison told me, he was counselling a young man who had killed a young woman, and he suddenly wondered what he was doing there, because his daughter could have been the victim. But then he realised the killer could have been his own son. As Professor Poseidonote said, anyone can commit a murder. You, me, anyone.